Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Westerville campus. And this past Sunday, we kicked off a four-week teaching series on John chapter 4, where we're looking at this interaction and this conversation that took place between Jesus and this Samaritan woman at the well. And one of the main ideas this past Sunday, if you were with us at Westerville, was that Jesus intentionally pursues us. Jesus intentionally pursues us. You know, if you read through the gospel accounts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, what you'll notice is that each gospel account sort of has its own unique perspective of the life and the ministry of Jesus. And the Gospel of John is full of these interactions and conversations that Jesus had with different people, from the man born blind, to the royal official, to Mary and Martha, to Nicodemus in John chapter 3, and now the woman at the well in John chapter 4. We actually did a series on this a couple of years ago called FaceTime. But you see, none of these interactions that Jesus had were random or a coincidence. No, in each instance, Jesus was intentionally pursuing them. And none of what happens in this story in John chapter 4 of the woman at the well was chance or was an accident. No, Jesus purposely traveled back to Judea. And he purposely stopped in this town in Samaria, in a place where Jews weren't welcomed. He purposely sent his disciples away to go and buy food, and he purposely placed himself at this well in the middle of the day. And why did Jesus do all of these things? Because he was intentionally pursuing this woman, and he had a plan, and he had a purpose for her life. And for many of you who are listening today, I imagine that's your story as well. That at some point in your life, you were not looking for Jesus. You were just living your own life. You were pursuing your own plans. You had your own desires. But while you were doing that, the reality is that you were trapped in sin and depression and hopelessness and brokenness. But then one day your life collided with Jesus and it changed everything for you. Jesus set you on a new path with a plan and a purpose for your life. Jesus found you even when you weren't looking for him, even when you didn't even realize that you needed him. But I think maybe for some of you who are listening today, what you need to realize is just like the woman at the well, Jesus is pursuing you. Jesus desires for you to know him, for you to have a relationship with him, because he has a plan for your life. He has a purpose for your life. And maybe for you, you've had a bunch of weird things happening in your life lately. You've been bumping into and meeting all of these Christians, either at work or in your neighborhood. You saw some random video on Instagram that was talking about the Bible, or you heard a podcast episode that was talking about Jesus, and then somebody invited you to church. Here's what you need to understand. None of it is random. And you're not listening to this podcast by accident today. No, I believe that Jesus is trying to get your attention. And I just want to encourage you to not ignore his voice, to not push him away, to not resist him, because God is speaking to you. He's pursuing you, and he desires for you to know him. He desires for you to enter into a relationship with him. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 15 says this, "Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion." And for some of us today, we just need to take time to thank Jesus for pursuing us, that while we were lost, he left the 99 in search of us. He found us when we were broken and lost and without hope, and he rescued us and saved us. But for some of you today, you don't know Jesus. You don't have a relationship with him. But he's calling out to you today. He's speaking to you. He's pursuing you. And he desires that you would know him, that you would call out on him to save you and to rescue you. And so I'd love to take an opportunity to pray for us, to pray for you, and then give you a chance to pray as well. And so God, I thank you Lord, just for the stories that we have preserved in the Gospels of seeing your son Jesus interacting with people, loving people, pursuing people, even people who were so different than him. We see just all of the cultural lines and barriers that Jesus crossed to interact with the Samaritan woman, but God's because he loved her and he had a plan for her life. He had a purpose for her. And so God, we thank you that you love us, that you have pursued us, that you have gone after us even when we weren't looking for you. And Lord, we thank you for your salvation, for the ability to know you. And God, I just pray for anyone who's listening now, who maybe does not know Jesus, who does not have a relationship with him, that today would be the day that they respond to his voice, to his call in their life, that they would place their faith and their trust in him for their salvation. Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. And we pray all of this in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen.